All right, this time it's my pleasure to invite Brother Brad Sweeney to come forward and begin this presentation, and he's going to speak on the power of his resurrection. Brother Brad.
Thank you, Brother Byron and Brother Nathan, for your prayer. The power of his resurrection, Philippians 3, verse 10. Creation is the greatest visible expression of the power of our great Creator's Holy Spirit. This same incredible power was also used to resurrect the man, Christ Jesus, from the grave and glorified him on the highest spiritual plane of existence, the same divine nature as his Father. This same power, God's Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus' resurrection, was first demonstrated upon his apostles and disciples on that day of Pentecost. Peter declared in Acts chapter 2, verses 32 and 33, God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven, at God's right hand. And the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. The power of his resurrection poured out upon God's called out people through his Holy Spirit constitutes some very important points. First of all, to the apostles and members of the early church, the power of his resurrection gave them the gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as miraculous healings and speaking and understanding foreign languages. The power of his resurrection enabled God's word, the Bible, to be written for our instruction. For the entire church of this gospel age, the power of his resurrection has provided for illumination and enlightenment to understand God's word. For those seeking, they will receive knowledge of the one true God, his divine plan, and his great and precious promises of the high calling, all centered upon Christ Jesus, who died as a ransom for all. Jesus' death and the power of his resurrection provided for and opened the way to justification by faith, spirit begettal, through God's word, to become consecrated sons of God as new creatures in Christ. The power of his resurrection opens up a personal covenant relationship with the Father and opens the way of direct communication to him through prayer, in order to pray and request of him holy things. To explore how we know and if we are currently experiencing this power of the resurrection in our lives, we need to read verses 10 and 11 of Philippians chapter 3. We read verse 3, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Verse 11, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. The key to understanding this phrase, the power of his resurrection, and if we are currently experiencing it, we must notice the distinction between the Greek word that is used for the English word resurrection in both verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 reads, the power of his resurrection. And verse 11 read, that I may attain to the resurrection. Now there is a significant difference of the word resurrection between these two verses. In verse 10, the Greek word for resurrection is Strong's number 386, anastasis, which means a standing up or a raising up. The Greek word for resurrection in verse 11, that I may attain to the resurrection, is different. It is Strong's number 1815, ex anastasis, meaning a standing up out of death, from the dead, emphatic in this verse. Jesus' death is a ransom, and God's power, which raised the man Christ Jesus from the dead, opened up the privilege for mankind to come back from the grave, the death condition, with human nature in Christ's kingdom. Furthermore, Jesus' resurrection in this gospel age also opened up a privilege of experiencing this power of his resurrection, anastasis, for those who are running this race of the high calling in Christ. If faithful unto death, these will be resurrected with spiritual nature from the dead. A complete, perfect resurrection to life before God is not a one-moment event. Each resurrection, human nature or spiritual nature, will have two parts to it. One, a resuscitation or ex anastasis from the dead. And two, a resurrection or anastasis, a raising up process. Examples of resuscitation, ex anastasis from the dead back to life, are found both in the Old and the New Testament. Here, the dead were raised to life again in an instant, but later they all died again. They were only resuscitated, not resurrected in the fullest sense. Resurrection, anastasis, is a complete upstanding or uprightness by being brought back to a position of perfection before God. This is a gradual process. It is and will be a transformation. These two different resurrections operate exactly opposite of each other. In the human resurrection of the kingdom, mankind will first be resuscitated with a body, ex anastasis. With this living body, mankind will then need to be resurrected, anastasis, and transform a character on the kingdom's 1,000-year highway of holiness in order to stand before God in a complete uprightness, in order to be fully resurrected and attain perfection for everlasting life. On the other hand, to achieve Christ's spiritual resurrection, the Spirit begotten will first need to have a resurrection while in the flesh, anastasis. The Spirit begotten need a transformation of heart and mind to develop the character into Christ-likeness, God-likeness, agape love. If faithful unto death, these will experience an instant ex-anastasis. Then the transformed character, heart, and mind will be suitable to receive that perfect spiritual body, the divine nature. Therefore, the prospective bride class today will not have a resurrection. They are being resurrected. They are being raised up, anastasis. They are being transformed in Christ Jesus. We experience this power of his resurrection when we consecrate our lives to God and are begotten of the Holy Spirit. Peter and Paul both speak of this. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy hath regenerated us, begotten us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead. And Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Paul says, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hopes of eternal life. This transformation, this raising up process, anastasis, from the old life to a new life for the Spirit begotten, is symbolized in our baptism when we present our bodies a living sacrifice to God and we symbolize it with water immersion. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 from the NLT. Paul wrote, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. And Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 from the NLT. Paul wrote, "For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life, because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins." And Paul tells us then in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." So, in our consecration, our covenant of sacrifice we make to our Heavenly Father, our old body dies and it is raised up to new life, to be the servant of the new creature, the new spiritual mind, which now has to go through a transformation process, an anastasis, as we strive to walk in Jesus' footsteps, to do God's will in our new sanctified lives. And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which we have heard at this convention already, speaks of this process, where Paul said that, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect." So this power of his resurrection, anastasis, a raising up, is a transforming power. It is a process that began with your spirit, Begettel. It is a power that is present and ongoing in the new lives of the consecrated. It is our daily work of sanctification. It is a transformation by a renewing of the mind to develop the fruit and graces of the Holy Spirit in order to know and to do the perfect and acceptable will of God. When Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, anastasis, he isn't saying that I might know him and of the future life that we will have up in heaven together as spirit beings. Rather, Paul is talking about a present resurrection in our lives, a raising up, an anastasis from within our hearts, within our minds, within our character. Anastasis is a work of transformation that will put a believer, if faithful unto death, in a position to experience the instant ex-anastasis, a complete rising or standing up out of death, with the resurrection to perfection of life, with spiritual bodies in the spiritual realm of God's kingdom. God has called out the not many wise, the not many noble, and the poor of this world, rich in faith, to transform their minds, their hearts and characters through this power of his resurrection. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Paul writes, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." This transformation from glory to glory in God's likeness will take a lifetime. Now, Paul speaks of being dead to the flesh and raised up, anastasis, alive to the Spirit, in order to be transformed as new creatures in Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, Paul writes in the Phillips translation, "If you are then risen with Christ, reach out for the highest gifts of heaven, where your Master reigns in power. Give your heart to heavenly things, not to the passing things of earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you are already dead, and your true life is a hidden one in Christ. One day, Christ, the secret center of our lives, will show himself openly, and you will all share in that magnificent glory. And in Romans chapter 8, verses 9 to 14, this is from the NLT. Paul tells us, "But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And if Christ lives within you, so even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life, because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, the power of his resurrection, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies now by this same Spirit living within you." If we are having witnesses of this Spirit in our lives, the Spirit of God through the power of his resurrection, the Spirit begotten can ask themselves these questions, which is by no means exhaustive. We can ask, are we striving to transform our hearts and minds from earthly to spiritual? Are we striving daily to live a sanctified life, doing the will of God, setting our minds on the things that are above and not on the earth? Are we close to our Father in constant prayer, asking him for holy things, more of his Spirit, more of our faith? Are we developing the graces and fruit of the Spirit, a character likeness of God and his dear Son? Are we filling ourselves with the Lord's Spirit, with his word, and not conforming to the spirit of the world? Are we having experiences in our lives to help us become sympathetic with the groaning creation, to be developed and trained as sympathetic priests? In our Philippians 3, verse 10 text, Paul is saying, to know him is the motivation for us to know this power of his resurrection, anastasis. Because God is the power of a transformed life, we are his workmanship. The power of his anastasis to be raised up and transformed into the heart and character images of Christ, as we strive to do God's will, requires his Holy Spirit daily in our consecrated lives. We will close this portion of our lesson with Paul's admonition to the new creation to all of us in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. And Paul reminds us here, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit, anastasis, raised up and transformed, will from this Spirit, the power of his resurrection, reap eternal life. The ex-anastasis, to be raised up from death and be able to see God face to face. Paul goes on and says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary.